The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-digest Nursing Notes, which highlights examples of nurses creating improved patient outcomes and transforming the new standard of care. You can subscribe to receive Nursing Notes updates at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes content is accompanied by two episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the written format. You can listen to previous episodes of Nursing Notes Live on our podcast player at discovernursing.com and subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. In this episode of Nursing Notes Live, I talk with Nurse Ryan Werblow, who is a new nurse anesthetist with American Anesthesiology of North Carolina at the Wake Med Raleigh Hospital location in Raleigh, North Carolina. I chat with Ryan about his career as a nurse anesthetist, the importance of mentors in your nursing career, and his advice to student nurses pursuing an advanced practice nursing degree. Here's that interview with Ryan. Hi, Ryan. Welcome to Nursing Notes Live. It's great to have you here with us today. And I always ask the nurses to come on the show to share the typical first question I have, and that is, why did you want to become a nurse?
Thanks, Jamie, for having me. It would have been my going way back to probably sophomore or freshman year of high school. I knew I wanted something healthcare related. I knew I wanted medicine, and actually nursing wasn't actually one of my first thoughts. It was sort of like healthcare, medicine, that's what I want to do. So my guidance counselor at the time in high school referred me or nominated me or suggested I go to this youth leadership conference, basically for high schoolers who are interested in healthcare related fields. They go there, and this one was taking place in San Francisco, and they tried to introduce everyone to healthcare-related careers, mostly medical-related, and to prepare high schoolers for college prep and pre-med college degrees. However, one of the sessions that we attended was actually at the nursing school, UCSF, and there they introduced me to advanced practice nursing, and they talked about all the opportunities. You could be family nurse practitioner, you can be, such a wide range of nurse midwives, you can be acute care nurse practitioner. One of them that came up was nurse anesthetist, and that really intrigued me at the time because it seemed like, for me at the time, the perfect mix of hardcore sciences, the physiology, the pharmacology, everything that I wanted out of a career. In addition to that, it offered me the perfect work-life balance. It allowed you to go to nursing school and then work for a little bit and then go to nurse anesthesia school. And then when you finally finish, it offered, at the time, it seemed like the perfect work-life balance, just allowed me to do what I want to do in a job and live the life that I wanted to live without being fully immersed and involved with the job 24/7.
That's great. And I like how you got involved. Somebody got you involved early through reaching out to you when you were even in high school. And kind of going off that note, what are your thoughts about the importance of nurses really being advocates for their profession and reaching out and seeking those young individuals who would make good nurses and encouraging them to go into nursing career?
Well, I think a lot of, exceptional high school students, exceptional college students, oftentimes overlook the nursing career just because they don't know enough about it. So who best to educate these people on the opportunities in nursing, including advanced practice nurses, than nurses themselves? I would not have known about nurse anesthesia had it not been for nurse anesthetist sort of allowing me to job shadow them in the hospital, and advanced practice nurses teaching me about their careers at that session at that National Leadership Conference.
So you've been a CRNA now for a little while, and what was it like transitioning from being in, you know, in the traditional nursing role with patients and moving into advanced practice nursing? What was the biggest thing that kind of changed for you in the way you approached patient care, or was there a change?
There were tons of it was a big transition. So I've been a nurse anesthetist for about 3 years now, and a lot of the transition occurs during nurse anesthesia school. You start to really learn, you learn so much during school, and you start to begin to realize what you didn't really know what you didn't know. The first couple weeks of anesthesia school was just eye-opening. I learned so much in regards to physiology and pharmacology, things that I just didn't fully appreciate as a nurse. And now as a nurse anesthetist, I see, specific changes that I've seen in this career versus as a critical care nurse is that decisions have to be made instantaneously. In the ICU, while a lot of decisions are made instantaneously, there's always a backup. There's always someone to go to when you're sort of in a bind, when the patient is really starting to deteriorate. And as a nurse anesthetist, you don't have that backup always. And if you do have that backup, it's not always immediately available. And these patients need immediate intervention, whether it mean a patient has stopped breathing or a patient's blood pressure has just plummeted instantly because there's acute hemorrhaging during surgery. These are things that require split-second action, and we as advanced practice nurses and as CRNAs are empowered and able to make these interventions immediately.
So what do you bring as a nurse that makes your approach to patient care different than, say, an anesthesiologist with that medical background? How do you bring nursing into the same role?
That's an excellent question, and that's a question that a lot of people ask us. In terms of anesthesia training, we have very, very similar anesthesia training. So from an anesthetic perspective, we bring similar background. We learn from the same textbooks that anesthesiologists do. Our education is upwards of 3 years in terms of anesthesia training, but our nursing background gives us a really unique perspective. We are fully versed in the hospital setting. We're fully versed in the complexities that patients present with when they come to the OR just from our critical care nursing experience. And these are things that not all medical students will see in their medical school training. So when medical students begin their anesthesia training, they're sort of learning the ropes of the hospital, whereas we understand a lot of these things. We know how to play the game. We know sort of the ins and outs of healthcare delivery the moment we begin our anesthesia training. Additionally, I think because when we are critical care nurses, we have one or two patients maximum, and we really focus on giving individualized care. And that's where I think nurses bring a really unique perspective to the anesthesia world, is that we sort of understand that every patient is different, that every patient needs just a little different recipe to provide the best care.
So would you like to speak about why nurses should really seek out and find themselves a mentor to help them in their specialty, or even as they're just getting started as new nurses, to help them acclimate to their facility and their career?
Yeah, I think having a mentor is really important, and it doesn't just have to be one mentor. It can be several. It can be, you know, someone. It can be a nurse manager. It can be a colleague. It can be all of those sort of at the same time, where you go to each one for different things. But the importance of having a mentor, in my opinion, sort of resides in that as a new nurse or a new nurse anesthetist, you are going to be faced with things that your training never, ever sort of set you up to take on. And that can be anything from workplace conflicts to patients sort of just not doing well, and you oftentimes feeling like you could have done something differently. And having a mentor allows you to talk to someone after the fact, but also to approach them before you take care of that patient, sort of as a resource, sort of as an open book. You know, you always need that experienced nurse to ask, like, all right, this is what is happening. What's your take on this? And you don't always have that intuition yet as a new nurse. I know I didn't as a new critical care nurse, and I didn't as a new nurse anesthetist. You always need someone to just have as a resource, have as a mentor, have as someone to sort of decompress to when you had a rough day at work. These are all things you need to sort of be successful in your job, but also to stay healthy and perform your job at a high level.
You know, I find that a lot of nurses don't become members or associate with their professional associations. Either it's the American Nurses Association or in their specialty associations. And I constantly am talking to people about why that's so important. Could you share a little bit about your thoughts of why this type of networking and organizational membership is so important to your nursing career?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually very involved with the American Association of Nurse Anesthetists. I'm with their public relations and communications department. And so I obviously see the value in being involved with organizations, let alone being a member of these organizations. And sort of what you're describing is common in every profession, every field, not just nursing, not just medicine, where a lot of new professionals don't see the value in professional organizations. And that's for various reasons. Some people hypothesize it's because new professionals are graduating with more debt than ever, and being part of professional organizations is costly. It can be upwards of several hundred dollars a year, money that not everyone has. But there's other reasons why people aren't members of these organizations. And if I knew the answer, it wouldn't be a problem. If anyone knew the answer, it wouldn't be an ongoing issue. But to me, the value in being part of one of these professional organizations is that your voice can only go so far. And what I mean by that is when there's an issue that is facing your profession, a letter to the CEO of a hospital, a letter to your congressman, a letter to a news organization only means so much. It's when 50,000 letters or 40,000 letters and phone calls go to these various parties that a difference can be made. And these professional organizations, in a way, are unions. They give the same voice that unions give for the employee, in that a single employee by themselves cannot get a lot of change, but collectively many voices can cause change. And we have so much, and at least I do as a CRNA, I have so much to thank and give credit to my organization for how I practice today. I could not practice in the capacity I practice today if it weren't for previous generations of my organization, previous generations of my CRNAs who were participating in the organization. And these aren't things that I can really monetize. I can't monetize my scope of practice. And a lot of new professionals want to know, well, what's in it for me? If I pay my dues to this organization, what do I get out of it? And it's really difficult to sort of put a price on that. And that, to me, is why a lot of new professionals don't participate in these organizations. They don't see the value. And you almost just have to trust that this is an investment in your career. You're paying it forward to the next generations in your career. And you just have to trust that the right thing is getting done with your investment in your professional organization.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. I think it's so important to really invest in the future of nursing. And in that vein, what are your thoughts of what's really exciting you about looking forward into the future of nurse anesthetists and nurse anesthesiology as far as what you see coming on the horizon? Is there something out there that's really exciting you that you're excited to come down the pike?
Yeah, there is so much in our profession as advanced practice nurses, and specifically a nurse anesthetist. There's so much to be excited about right now. First and foremost, there's a big push right now with the Veterans Health Administration right now to give all advanced practice nurses full practice authority. And that's simply saying all advanced practice nurses can now practice to the full extent of their education. This is something that the Institute of Medicine has pushed for since I was in nursing school, so for almost a decade now. And this is, we're within weeks of this finally going through. And what this means is that in times right now where our healthcare dollars are being pinched, we're now going to open up and allow practitioners who are fully able, fully capable, we're going to allow them to just practice to their full extent. We're going to spread them more widely across the healthcare system. And it'll start with the Veterans Health Administration and taking care of our veterans at the VA hospitals. But it's going to trickle down into the private sector eventually, just because economics will catch up to it. And the science is already there. The evidence is there that advanced practice nurses are strong healthcare professionals. We're effective at what we do. We're cost effective. We are really smart people and really good at what we do. The evidence is there. We just need policymakers to allow us to do what we already know we're capable of doing. And this, in my opinion, is one of the best times to become an advanced practice nurse, whether that be a nurse practitioner or a nurse anesthetist or something else. I can't identify a better time. There's going to be so many more opportunities and so much autonomy, so much great things that you will be able to do, after a lot of this policy gets worked out.
So our final question for this episode is one that we ask a lot. We get a lot of student nurses that check out the show. And so I would just ask you to share maybe that golden nugget of advice that you got early in your career, or maybe at the end of nursing school, that you've carried with you throughout your career.
Never stop learning. I think nurses, we inherently always want to know more. Some people sort of stop learning once they graduate from school, whether it be nursing school or graduate school. But if you want to excel at what you do and truly become one of the best and provide excellent care to your patients and really make a difference, never stop learning. Always look things up. There's so many resources online right now, including podcasts like this, where you can learn so much, where in the past you almost had to know someone to learn these things. And now it's all open access. It's free. It's readily available. You no longer have to be privileged to get information, to get new information, to learn new things. So there's no excuse to not be learning constantly. And the more you learn, the better care you will provide your patients, the more respected you will be by other disciplines. And frankly, I think the happier you will be in your career, the more you know.
Stay tuned for our next episode about the expanded use of technology in nursing practice and education. In our other episode this month, we talk with Mike Jacobs, the professor and director of the University of South Alabama Simulation Program, and Pam Johnson of the University of South Alabama College of Nursing Adult Health. You'll find this and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes, as well as our podcast player on discovernursing.com.
Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by Medicast Productions. All rights reserved.